One of the characters who worked on No Top Farm was called Angus MacDonald. And the local paper had an article and a picture in December 1985 showing Angus with a very fine looking pony, a Welsh Mountain Shetland pony cross called Sir Echo. And he's there with the farm workers' dungarees on and a cloth cap. And the article says, "Meet the new farm worker, Angus MacDonald, who has worked on farms all his life. Angus, who originates from the Highlands, will be adding some long-term agricultural experience to the project. He's seen here with another new member of the farm, Sir Echo, the Welsh Mountain Shetland Pony Cross, who hopefully will eventually draw the cart, which is still to be donated. The community project workers are at present concreting the farm courtyard to allow easy access for disabled people to the farm buildings, whilst the children help greet the eggs for sale." He looks a character. He's got a cloth cap, clean shaven, and working dungarees on, and the horse looks pretty fine as well. He's quite a character whom Tommy Lusk, who also worked there for some time at No Top Farm, told me something about his past and what he was like. On the community farm, they had Soey sheep, which come from St Kilda, which Angus's parents had some experience of, for they had come from the island of St Kilda. And Angus told Tommy that there had been a particularly hard winter from 1929 to 30 on St Kilda, followed by a bad harvest and the death of a young woman from appendicitis, which could not be treated in time due to the remoteness of the island. Then, in May 1930, the St Kilda Islanders formally petitioned the government for evacuation. And on the 29th of August 1930, the remaining 36 residents were evacuated by boat to the Scottish mainland. The islanders were resettled in Morven in the Scottish Highlands near Lochaline. Most were given jobs on farms or in forestry, which is kind of ironic considering there were no trees in St Kilda. But Angus's father became a shepherd, and that is what Angus was before coming to No Top Community Farm. He said that there had been a struggle for his parents to adjust to the mainland lifestyle, which was vastly different from St Kilda. Even though the government helped build cottages and provided some support, many St Kildans felt disorientated and, culturally displaced. It was so different. And many St Kildans later moved to Glasgow or other towns. But Angus knew about Soey sheep. They're a unique kind of sheep. You would have seen them at No Top Farm. They look a bit like goats with really thick coats, and they're a very old breed of sheep that are descended from feral sheep on the small island of Soey in the St Kilda Archipelago. There are many short-tailed breeds of sheep, and this breed naturally shed their wool coat in the spring months, and they're much smaller than most domesticated sheep we find today, but they're said to be a prime example of what sheep used to look like in Britain, before it was inhabited by Romans or the Norsemen. And well, the Soey sheep are completely unique to St Kilda. And they're very small, but apparently they are very easy to look after, and they're apparently very hardy and able to live without human intervention, adapting to their environment with minimal issues to do with hooves, teeth, or birthing, all the usual things. that anybody's had to encounter having them on their farm. So he was a much loved character who could tell many a story, and that's Angus MacDonald.